The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders. And indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this, well, I guess it's the 24th day of May, 2022. And I just finally got my machine here adjusted, my board adjusted, because I wasn't hearing the feedback well. And tonight we have, as usual, we have our producer, none other than the mighty Andrew.
Good evening, Pastor.
And we have, way out yonder, the back roads, Missouri, none other than Parson Joe Larson.
Good evening, boss, and we missed you last night, but hopefully Randy and I managed to keep things together until you got back.
Yeah, I was listening on to you guys to making sure if you messed up, I was going to make a big fuss about it, but, well, anyhow, you did all right. You did pretty good.
In trouble then, okay.
And so we got a lot to talk about now. As you know, Joe, and I'm not going to go into detail any of it, but this year I know how we can always tell how effective. You know how they say when you're getting all the flack, you know you're over the target.
Right.
Well, we've been getting a lot of flack. I've been under a tremendous amount of spiritual attack, and I'm not going to go into detail on all of that because the opposition likes to listen to hear what kind of results they're getting. So I'm not going to go after that. But I know that this is very spiritual, and I remember in the early days of ministry where witches, covens would actually gather to pray against me, and by God's grace, you know, He that is in us is greater than he is in the world.
Amen. And we've been telling people for a long, long, long time that this is a spiritual war, no matter how it's played out in the physical plane, and whether economics, political, you name it, it's still underneath everything. It's that same old Christ versus Antichrist system, and it's spiritual.
Well, the Antichrist system is going to find out in spades. Okay, that God's not mocked. You know, they think they can play. They can play, and they really don't get it. You know, God is not mocked. Yeah, but they're going to. They will. Anyhow, let's start tonight in James. The title of the message was "You Rich Men, Hypocrites, Weep and Howl, Weep and Howl." And we're going to start in James chapter 5, verses 1-6. So why don't you go ahead and read James chapter 5, 1-6.
All right. "Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. Behold the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of the Sabbath. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you.
All right. You know, it's an interesting thing. I just have an article here. The NIH doled out over $30 billion last year in grants and entities to its scientists, and the scientists gathered more than $350 million in their own royalties, Mr. Fauci and his crew. Now, here, Joe.
Royalties and gifts. They were given many, many gifts by different people. One Fauci gift was over $1 million just on a donation and a gift.
Rich men like Bill Gates and Fauci, Schwab, Klaus Schwab, George Soros, Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos have caused so much pain. Joe, they have caused so much pain and so much suffering and so much death. And even today, they continue. It makes me sick when I'm watching on Fox News, you have these people coming out and saying, we're doctors, and we had our children get the shot, the kill shots, and I doubt that they're doctors anyhow, and we know that they've got different grades of this so-called vaccine for those that you see coming out there to get that, the so-called doctors. I doubt it 110% because we know how many people are dying. We know that 30% of the pilots in this country now are in danger of having myocarditis, and we know that, and we know that this is a part of the absolute international global depopulation program that is coming down from the World Health Organization, coming down from the World Economic Association. We've got to depopulate the planet. This has been a part of it. We've talked about it. And those people in the media, one thing you can trust them to do is betray you. They will betray you. And even Fox News will not show the 2,000 mules. They will not promote the 2,000 mules or even allow Dinesh D'Souza to come on there. And that shows you they betrayed us.
That's right.
Right. And so here, and what gets me is the stupid parents that allow their children to take these shots. And, Joe, we talked about those people that have died from the ones that have had the shots and have died from the so-called COVID, 97% of them died not from the COVID but from the shot. And that's from the shot. And so here, again, you're not hearing this, but they've, like it says, weep and howl. Now, when he says this, your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eating. Your gold and your silver is cankered and the rest of them shall be a witness against you. And she'll eat your flesh as it were fire. You heaped up treasures for their last together for the last days. He's talking about these people, Joe, who think that their money can keep them alive, you know, longer. Their money somehow can keep them out of hell. Their money, George Soros is getting closer to hell every single day.
Right.
And his money is not going to keep him out of hell. There's a fiery.
And he does let him live in the lap of luxury in his old age, so they are enjoying that.
Well, I'm just wondering if he really is enjoying it. He's a very, very, an old man who's filled with hate. An old man who bragged about betraying his own people, how it made him feel good. How it made him feel good to betray the Jews to the Nazis.
You and I with, you know, souls and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we can't imagine living with that kind of hate, anger, and, you know, wanting to harm others. So.
And so now here, and because of this corruption, Joe, The legitimate president of the United States was removed by a coup. And we know, and here an Antichrist usurper was put in his place. And we're feeling it, you see. Remember, and people are going to say, well, Joe Biden was the most incompetent. No, Joe Biden has been the most successful. He's been the most successful. He's done exactly what he was sent there to do, to reduce America to third world status. And sometimes it kind of gets me when people don't understand this, that words have meaning. And words have meaning. Joe, success means when you've accomplished what you set out to do.
Well, see, and he's been a corrupt machine politician who's always done what would benefit Joe Biden and his family. And he was willing long ago to sell his soul to the highest bidder to achieve power and fame and wealth.
And, absolutely.
That's what he terms, you know, that's his definition of success. But we call it selling your soul to the devil.
Let me do this. A little commentary. It says, and I can't imagine in good conscience watching an NBA basketball game because of their gross hypocrisy, their sleazy corporate woke policy of supporting burn, loot, and murder, formerly Black Lives Matter. You know, they to hundreds of millions of dollars they gave that, these woke corporations like Coca-Cola and some of these others, the basketball, the NBA, and all of that. So, and
Nike,
that's why...
like Nike, yeah.
Yeah. So they enslave the Uyghurs. They work these people without compensation. They harvest both the Uyghurs and the Christian organs. The hypocritical woke corporate sleaze, they don't dare offend their Chinese money supply by questioning the human rights violations of the Uyghurs and the Christians. As far as the players go, even though some may be 7 foot tall, in my eyes, they're pitifully small. When I see them take a knee, here's what I see. Overpaid, overprivileged, ungrateful, unthankful, mama's boys. And that's what I see. And for that one, that King James, the one that came out and said, made this statement about how we need to leave the Chinese people alone, right? In other words, that's where he's making his money. Well, I'm going to tell you, he's not such a big hero in the eyes of a whole lot of people nowadays. They're finding out more about what he's done. And so, anyhow.
You could add to that something that we've talked about, the mines in South Africa where children work in the mines to get the materials to make the batteries for our wonderful electric vehicles.
Yep.
And you don't hear anyone talking about that. These children that are working from 10, 12 years old, working their hand-carrying ore in buckets and doing dangerous work so these people can wax rich and have their electric vehicles. We hear crickets.
Yep, absolutely. And so, you know, we're not here to tell people what they want to hear. We're here to tell them what they need to hear. And boy, believe me, they don't realize they've been getting a whole lot of disinformation. I mean, especially where it comes to Ukraine. But we'll talk about that later. Turn over to Matthew chapter 6 and read verses 19 through 24.
Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through or steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?
All right. That's as far as... go ahead and finish. I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead and finish. You got... Two more verses.
No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon.
Okay, very good. Now, when he says, lay not up for yourself treasures upon the earth, that's kind of contrary to the prosperity preachers, isn't it?
It's diametrically opposed to the prosperity churches. They are not preaching God's word, they're preaching their word.
Joel Osteen says it's time to live the good life now. To live the good life now is the time, right?
Well, the people that are worried about that, they miss the very good life for eternity and settle for a few years of something now.
T.D. Jakes says, I don't want to wait. I want the good, I want my stuff all now. I want my stuff now.
Well, he's about the dumb as a rock, so, you know, what do you expect?
Okay, what's his name? Oh, I'm having one of my senior moments. The one who's the most, the wealthiest of all the prosperity preachers. You know who I'm thinking about?
No, he's not. There's so many names come to mind, I can't think of who it is, but I know.
Kevin Copeland.
Copeland is the one that's got the...
Yeah, Kevin. He owns the airport, and he claims to be worth $2 billion. But anyhow, he says you can use God's word, the Bible, to force God to give you those material things. You can take it and make him by using his word against him to force him to give you all those material things.
Force God, yeah.
And then,
if you think about that, how stupid can anybody be to believe that you can force God to do something? His law is perfect. His word is perfect. He cannot make mistakes, because whatever he desires once is instantly done, exactly how, when, and where. You know, he wants it. So if you're perfection, you cannot put yourself in a catch-22 or you can be used.
Well, Joe, the real stupid people are those that helped him become a billionaire, okay? But anyhow, so here, when we think about this today, all of these so-called billionaires, they think somehow their money, you know, there's many of them who are into that cryonics and who think they're going to be frozen, and then someday woken up, and they're going to have...
Science catches up. The science will be able to fix what's wrong, and they'll live again, yeah.
Well, they're going to be frozen, but when they're defrosted, they're going to be in hell. And they're going to be in for an extremely rude awakening, aren't they? But here, when he says this, that we're neither moth nor rust corrupt, and where thieves do not break through or steal... Now, here, again, all of this, the people, has anyone ever been able to take it with them when they leave?
Nope. Well, they've got people, I've seen them try to be buried in their Cadillacs and buried with stuff, but all they've done is put a big Cadillac underground and cover it with dirt.
Yep.
It's going to go to hell with them.
Right, so, anyhow, then he says this, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. What do you think it means by being single?
Single-minded, if it's focused on righteousness, focused on Jesus.
It's got to be fixed on God.
On the
it's
light
got to be yeah.
fixed on God, focused on Jesus, who is the light of the world. Yeah.
Right. And if it's fixed on God, then the whole body will be light. But if it's fixed on the things of this world, the darkness of this world out there today, like the vast majority is, this is why we see so much evil in the world today. And
even in the church, we were talking about that last night, the horrors that have happened within, quote, the name of the church, but they really weren't churches and they weren't pastors, but it was under the guise of religion, under the name of the church. But it was still just evil.
Well, you know that we're Satan goes looking, for recruits. if you go back and you take a look at Karl Marx, Karl Marx was a seminary student. He was going to seminary. And so Satan, he looks and he was probing to find out. And just as, you know, Karl Marx had all of that time pretended to be such a, he was such a good believer when he never was, and he betrayed God and country. We take a look at Joseph Stalin, same thing. He attended seminary, and he ended up being totally anti-Christ. If you go to so many, I'm just thinking of how many of those hardcore leaders were, you know, seminary students, went there and ended up being as anti-Christ can go. And if you take a look at today, where is the real prosecution coming of the church? A lot of it's coming from the apostate church out there behind the scenes. And so we see this, but the evil that we're seeing today, Joe, with what happened today, with all those little children being shot and killed. Now, I watched Joe Biden, and I'm listening to this guy, and the hypocrisy is astonishing. He comes out and he pretends to be all emotional. And if this man actually meant what he was saying out there, then this man is completely a complete and total hypocrite. Here he talks about when you lose a child, it makes like somebody rips your heart out. Here's the guy that wants to keep child killing abortion legal to a month after the baby's born. And here's a guy that was out there. The hypocrisy is astonishing. It's absolutely astonishing how he could come out and go ahead.
It's all about his son that died. Everything, you remember, it comes back to the son he lost. It's about his grief over his son. It's not about all this other stuff. That's what he goes back to all the time.
Yeah.
I remember this, listening to his speeches through his campaign and everything. His dead son, you know, his suffering.
Joe Biden will use that and exactly what he did when they said never, never, ever let an emergency, never let a crisis go to waste.
Go to waste, yep.
And he used this so-called crisis tonight to come up with more. Here he came out, the anti-gun, the gun confiscation laws. And here, Joe, very first article we have tonight, and I'll just get it here before we go to a break, is this. A manifesto reveals Buffalo suspect countered on Democrats' anti-gun laws to help him kill more people. This is right. This is what the guy says. It's an article by Joe Saunders. And he says, in the aftermath of the atrocity that left 10 innocent people dead just for the crime of going to the grocery store with the wrong skin color, there's been no shortage of coverage claiming the liberal narrative of murderous white supremacists stalking the land. And naturally, that calls for more gun control. Well, it's gun confiscation that they want, not control. And they've already started, even if at least one lesson from Buffalo is exactly the opposite. A lengthy, detailed morality proposal manifesto published online by alleged gunman Peyton Gendron shows he was confident the attack would succeed because he was staging it in a state that sharply restricts civilian access to firearms. There you go.
Exactly. Just like the Colorado shooter way back when, he went by several movie theaters until he found the one that had, you know, the no guns allowed sign. That's the one he shot up.
They know this. Joe Biden, let me tell you, they want Joe. And if anyone doesn't understand what they're trying to do, the Democratic Communist Party lives off death. They're like vultures. They're like buzzards. They're like maggots. They live off death. There's not enough death for them. They can't have enough dead babies. They can't have enough elderly people. They can't have enough dead people. There's just not enough death for them. It's the stench of death is on that entire collective out there. And so they know that this will cause more people to die. Just imagine, Joe, if two of those teachers at that school there in Texas had guns on them, if they had been carrying guns, if two of those teachers had been carrying guns, or what if they just had had two security guards with guns, armed guards at that school? Well, you wouldn't have had all those dead children, but they didn't, and you do. We'll be back right after this. Listen to this. Listen to this song, folks, because, there's a lot of crazy people. A lot of them are in the government. Be right back.
The world foresees this opportunity to fulfill the long-held promise of a new world order where brutality will go unrewarded.
Just in case you don't remember, let me jog your memory. In a church they called the Waco Compound, back in April 93, 17 little children, all so helpless and so small, died a senseless death of gas and flames. How many names can you recall? 17 little children. Don't it make you wonder why? 17 little children. How could they deserve to die? Maybe we should stop and ask ourselves if we become so blind. Will 17 little children finally open up your mind? How did you sleep last night, Bill Clinton? Tell me, did you feel their pain? As 17 little children cried out and perished in the flames, Attorney General Janet Reno, I accept your offer to resign. How can you stand for law and order now when you won't answer to your crimes? 17 little children, all so helpless and so small. 17 little children. Can you recall? Maybe we should stop and ask ourselves if we become so blind. Will 17 little children finally open up your mind? I've heard it said the Branch Davidians only got what they deserved. Yet no one seems to know what laws were broken, what was in the warrant they never served. Yesterday I sold my TV set, stopped my subscription to the Times. To me it's plain to see the media was an accomplice to these crimes. 17 little children, don't it make you wonder why? 17 little children. Stop and ask ourselves. feet, little children, finally open up your mind, open up your mind.
All righty, we are back, and I got a little announcement to make really quickly. For our Thursday morning prayer breakfast, we're going to do something different. We have a special mission this Thursday morning. So you folks out there that come to our prayer breakfast, meet at the church at 8:30 a.m., 8:30 Thursday morning. There's a special mission. Now, again, you need to be there by 8:30 or you're going to miss what we're going to do. Okay, so anyhow, that was that announcement there. Now, here, Joe, like that song, it goes to show you that it's not just the crazies outside of government. It's the ones that's in it that are more dangerous. And there's one Joe Obama was saying tonight, when are they ever going to learn? Whatever. Let me tell you, there's only one way, and all the people on the news media out there, they have brought them all out tonight. There's no way we can stop this. There's no way we can stop this. There's this thing. It's called God's Word, the Bible. God's Word, the Bible. God's Word is infallible. And he says, yeah, there is a way. There is a way. It's called repentance, right? 2 Chronicles 7:14. See, God has said this. Now, you see, when God tells you something, it'll work if you'll listen to him. If you'll listen to him. Okay, but see, the people don't want to listen to him. When they forget their God, because God says, listen, all nations that forget me will be turned into hell.
Hell.
And what are they saying? They're saying that America's become a living hell, right?
Well, just look, we have the death toll now is 19 students, 2 teachers, but the overseas press are all talking about there's a 10-year-old girl who is missing and feared dead. Now, she might be that number 19. They might have found the body. But they immediately started in on the gun control instead of calling people to prayer for the families.
No, it's not gun. It's not gun control. It's gun confiscation.
I mean, gun confiscation. But, I mean, they started on guns before they even had all of the bodies counted, before they even knew how severely injured people. Instead of praying for those who were injured, we see now 2 teachers dead, and there's probably some other students that are in the hospital. The news is still sketchy, but the point is they didn't focus on the suffering. They didn't, there were no prayers for the survivors, for the wounded, for the missing girl there. It's probably the dead girl now. Their focus was immediately on politics and not on reality, not on life. That's the problem. Everything's political to them. God doesn't figure in their political computations.
God's their enemy. He starts out God starts out in his word, his contract with the people, that to be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth. They're the opposition. Their God is Satan himself. We come to kill and destroy, to depopulate the earth. Those in the media, these people, again, the apostate church, the reality is they serve Satan. They love death. The Bible says, God says, all of those that hate him love death. All of those that hate him love death. The entire Deathocratic collective loves death. They love death. They love the smell and the stench of death. They're again like parasites or like maggots or buzzards, and they're always around death. There's not enough death for them out there, and that's just the reality. That's the way it is with these people. And so here, and not only that, but they love every kind of sexual perversion. 135 teachers, aides, have been arrested and charged with child sex crimes. I think we mentioned this last week. I think we mentioned that on a Friday alone. But here, the left's full-out embrace of sexualizing, grooming young children in the classroom had coincided with a massive uptick in school employees committing heinous sex crimes against their students. 99% are registered Democrats, Joe. The issue has become so widespread in 2022 alone, law enforcement officials are arresting an average of almost one teacher per day for sick acts. Now, meanwhile, Joe, the feds are targeting parents as domestic terrorists, and Fauci just approved boosters for 5 to 11-year-olds. So a new analysis by Fox News Digital found that at least 135 of the individual teacher states have been arrested for committing child sex crimes so far this year alone, with the crimes ranging from child pornography to raping students. 102 of the 135 directly involved in sex crimes with a student at the school where the teacher was employed. According to the report, which compiled local news stories week by week, the feature arrested of school employees in school districts across the country, the true number of incidents in 2022 is even higher, because arrests that weren't confirmed publicly were not included in the final tally. So, you know, there had to be thousands of them. There you go,
Pastor.
But
we go back, I'm thinking in my brain, we have done so many times, we've looked at the number of children shot in Philly, Chicago, Atlanta, these cities, drive-by. This weekend, there were a small town there in South Carolina, Newberry, four young people were killed in violence, gang-related, apparently, in one small area within a couple blocks. Yet you don't hear them come running out when those black children are shot by drive-bys, the baby shot in a crib in its house, the child playing in a playpen shot in the house, the child sitting on a sofa watching TV shot by a drive-by shooter. You see, everything is politics to them. It's not the violence. It's not the dead children. Here we've had the South Carolina town. This has been going on week after week after week for what, the past several years, and I haven't heard one Democrat get up and talk about those poor children and the horrible gang activities and the drugs that's causing the shootings and the fighting in the inner city. So we know it's all politics. They really don't care about the life. They only care about it because when it can be used as a political weapon.
Well, you see, Joe, Black Lives Matter if somebody can make some money off it. And like your BLM, they've $40 million they found they stole. We have an article here on it. So if you can make Black Lives Only Matter. Yeah, Lori Lesbian Lightfoot out there in Chicago could care less about all those little black kids who get killed every day. She's just blaming on white racists or something, you know. But there you go. To live in Chicago is like living in a war zone. Yeah.
It's worse than a war zone. There are more people killed in Chicago. We talked about than when we had the Afghan war, soldiers killed. We were killing more young people in Chicago. It was more dangerous to be in the inner city in Chicago or Atlanta than it was to be over in the war zone.
So let me ask you this, Joe. If you're an actual legitimately registered voter, in Chicago, would you vote to reelect her if you're living in the town, if you had a legitimate, honest election? Do you think that she would get, that she could possibly be reelected?
I wouldn't think, but then, like I said, they do things. They're busy. The Democrat Party spends most of its time buying votes, lying to people, buying votes.
Listen to what I said. Yeah. A legitimate, honest election. If it was an actual, were people that were actually registered voters, not one of the gangbangers, the gangbangers out there. Those guys aren't registered. They don't even have, half of them don't even have birth certificates, Joe. And so here, an actual registered voter. Now, again, do you think she could get reelected?
No, I don't. But I also forget how many stupid people that will sell their soul for, in the Bible, what was it, for the bread or the bowl of soup? Bowl of sold his, one of those senior moments. The one brother that's...
Porridge, you're talking about.
Yeah, sold his birthright for a bowl of porridge. Some of these people will sell their vote for whiskey or cigarettes or welfare money, food stamps. There's a lot of that going on.
Well, what's going on is they'll go in and vote a dozen times in different names. They're handed out phony IDs. In Chicago, nothing that is lawful is legal. I mean, everything that's unlawful is legal. And so they go in and they vote over and over and over again with all different kinds of IDs and that. And that, they expected that's Chicago.
For cheating.
Right, absolutely. And so, now we've been talking about some things, and remember how we were telling people, you know, what's going on in Ukraine is a horrible thing. If we could stop it, we would stop it today. But again, like I said, God gives you the only way to do that, and this world's not ready. But again, we're not taking sides on that because we know a lot more than the average people know what's going on out here, what's been taking place. And so, again, we can guarantee you that you're not getting the truth from your fake news media. One thing you can count on them is to betray you. And I mean, when it really matters, they will betray you, okay? Even if it costs you your life, they will betray you. And here's an article from the Daily News, Joe. And this, I believe, was an article. I was looking for her name. But anyhow, I'll just go ahead and read it. Russian Special Forces last week discovered a mass grave site that held the remains of children who have fallen prey to Ukraine. A child trafficking syndicate, Russian President Vladimir Putin, told during a Saturday evening telephone call with President Trump. A Mar-a-Lago source familiar with the conversation shared disturbing details with Real Raw News. According to Putin, Russia's Federal Security Service had received a tip suggesting that at least one Ukrainian child trafficking coven was still operating near Lviv, near the Slovakian border, a known hub to human traffickers seeking to offload victims into nearby Slovakia or Poland. Remember how many of the Deathocrat leaders here have dealings with Ukraine. And remember, pedophilia in the Democratic Communist Party is just rampant. It's rampant within the Democratic Communist Party. Putin at first disbelieved the tipster story about hundreds of children being shuffled in and out of the abandoned textile mill. 2 weeks earlier, his forces swept the area around Lviv and found an absence of pedophilia activity. The tipster, however, stuck to his story. Putin wouldn't say how the informant knew of the alleged trafficking warehouse, but told President Trump God compelled an investigation. Contrary to what the MSM wants people to believe, that's the mainstream media, or the, if you wanted to call it, the fake news media. Putin is not atheist. He is not satanic. He considers himself a Christian. You know, that might be a stretch after some of what he's done. But he has been a lifelong member of the Russian Orthodox Church. That part is true. We know that from he was brought up in it. But anyhow, his ideology aside, Putin sent an infrared-equipped UAV to GPS coordinates within the tipster and provided, indeed, the drone found the textile mill, but its thermal optics found no evidence of body heat, either at or within 2 square miles of the plant, which was constructed entirely by brickwork. Putin told Trump that early in the conflict, his army uncovered a trafficking den in Mariupol. The traffickers had coated the walls with scenes of the building with a metallic film that absorbs infrared radiation and makes anyone inside invisible to the drone or handling IR guns. Taking that into consideration, he told President Trump he sent special forces to investigate, our sources said. But even Russia's stoic and valiant, what they call Spetsnaz, weren't prepared for what they stumbled into. Upon entering the structure, they found the scorched and skeletal remains of 65 children who had been locked in a calendaring room, called doused in accelerant, and set on fire. They were burned alive. A few corpses had not been burned to the bone, but laid bare. Charred muscle, they saw, and sinew. The heat had been so intense it fractured skulls. Not a single corpse was over 4 feet in length, leading Putin to a macabre conclusion that they were all young children whom child traffickers feared for their own safety at the onset of the special military operation, murdered rather than set free before fleeing the vicinity for a sanctuary with Volodymyr Zelensky. Putin said that his people will check teeth against dental records. But it's a shot in the dark because in some of the poorer Russian cities along the border, well, dental exams aren't a priority. It isn't even sure that the kids were Russian, our source said. Putin and Trump shared a moment of silence for the children, and Trump offered a lamentation for the child trafficking victims across the globe. There are no greater crime, President Putin, than attacks on innocent, defenseless children. This is a huge tragedy, as you know, that we must fight in a big way. We must not agree on everything, but we're united on this, that they will face our fire and fury, Trump reportedly told Putin. When Trump asked what became of the tipster, Putin only said that he's been taken care of and insisted that Zelensky, along with the Europeans and the American co-conspiracies, be held accountable for murdering children and harboring known traffickers and pedophiles. And they are and will be, Trump replied. Okay. So here, all sources and links to this report can be found on Telegram, https.bestnewshere. Okay. To me, best news here. There you go. You can find all of the details there if you go there. Daily News Break is where the article is from. And so, anyhow, now, can we confirm all of this? No, but here's what I do know. I do know that Trump has been working with the White Hats since day one when he got into office to go into the dumbs down there, and they've been finding a lot of children. And, of course, you're not going to get real coverage by any of the fake news media. They're going to twist and spin because, again, the entire Democratic Communist Party is filled from top to bottom with pedophiles. So there you go. And that's reality. So folks out there, we're not saying that Russia, we understand why Russia went in to the Ukraine. And we're not condoning bombing cities and all of that at all. But at the same time, you need to know both sides. You need to know the truth. And you're not going to get that with the fake news media. You're just not.
Ukraine, they said, had probably one of the most corrupt governments in the world, and everything was done corruptly and bribery and with money and paybacks. It is trying to wake you up that this is a wicked, wicked world that's falling away. In fact, tonight I looked at two other stories that there was a little 15-year-old girl kidnapped down at the Dallas Mavericks game. She was just rescued here recently from an Oklahoma City hotel room. Her kidnappers had put her nude photos online and were advertising for commercial sex with her ex pictures. We are living in a time where people are trying to hide from this. We've got dead children in every major city. We've got these shootings. We've got stabbings. We've got children killing children, children raping children, adults procuring children for sex trafficking. I think tonight, Pastor Ernie, we need to pray for the children and that what is happening to our children in America and the world might be something that would wake people up to what's going on. When you turn from God, God said, well, he would no longer even protect their children, right?
Absolutely. That's what he...
God made it very clear that if you, you know, start to get to that point where you totally deny him, turn from him, that all bets are off. Then I think we need to be in prayer for the children of America and the world.
You're referring to Hosea 4:6, and where he says exactly that, beware, because people who no longer listen to him, he's trying to tell them, and we've been trying to tell them for years and years and years and years here. He says this, my people have destroyed by lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I also reject thee, and thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will forget thy children. Joe,
yeah.
We are to be, the church is to be a royal priesthood, living stones. And he's saying that here, those that have rejected, and back in Hosea's day, he rejected his word. He will reject them, and that's exactly what happened there. As they were increased, they so sinned against me, therefore I will change their glory into shame.
Shame, and we're seeing that, aren't we? The shame of this nation with our children being murdered, kidnapped, sold into slavery. I mean, if this isn't shame, I don't know what is.
Well, let me tell you here. First of all, you just talked about Zelensky. Do you know who installed Zelensky? One of the most wicked, evil men alive, George Soros.
And
George Soros, right. And George Soros donated. Here he installed him. This wicked, evil man, and guess what? He's now dropped $1 million into Stacey Abrams campaign for Georgia governor. You
what
folks in Georgia,
who not to vote for?
You people in Georgia, you listen to me. God's word, the Bible, is very clear. It doesn't study. It is a sin. It is a sin against God Almighty. In fact, the Bible says for you to do that, you should be cursed. Nations should curse you. To vote for a woman that's wicked, an unclean, wicked woman. If to vote for her, you might as well vote for George Soros, okay? That woman is unclean, and she's wicked to the bone. And it is a sin. And any preacher that says it's not, it's a liar, and there's not a truth in him, and he's not saved at all, he's not really a man of God. Because a man of God would not tell such a lie like that. So, anyhow...
Can
so
we
here you go.
For the children, it's really on my heart that for the children and those that love them, because so many people are hurting tonight in cities all over, from Ukraine and Mariupol to North Carolina, you name it, and we're a nation that's suffering.
Well, unless you can do it in about 10 seconds. You'd be better to wait for till after
the
break.
We'll wait for the break.
Okay, we're coming up to a break, and we'll be back right after this. We've got something I'm going to tell you about, the monkey pox. We're going to be taking a look at that. So hang tight. We'll be back with a whole lot more. Don't go away. You wish you hadn't. Be right back.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.